All right, part two. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. Talking about the Jews and who are the Jews and do the Jews convert? Answer is a Jew a Jew and do the Jews convert? Can I be a Jew? Can I just say, hey, I'm a Jew now? Jews are spiritual trannies. That'll be the topic of, maybe I'll name this, Jews are spiritual trannies. Do Jews convert? The book of Esther teaches that Jews convert. Who are the disciples? I mean, y'all worship this word Jew. Why? Not because it's in the Bible, but because the Jews have deceived you and tricked you, because their father, the devil, is the father of lies. And he's literally the deceiver of nations. There was 12 disciples. There's 12 of them, plus Jesus Christ. Okay, who's the father of Jesus Christ? It's God the Father. He was conceived of by the Holy Ghost. The father of Jesus Christ is not a Jew. Stop that. Just stop that right now. Don't give me this blasphemy that Jesus Christ is a Jew. The Father of Jesus Christ is God Almighty. In the Holy Scriptures, lineage passes down through the male. Now, you can make an exception with Jesus Christ because he is born of Mary. He's born of the woman. He's the seed. He's literally the seed of the woman. Mary was a virgin. She never became one flesh with a male. She did not pass the sin nature onto Jesus Christ because she never became one flesh with a male. That's how deep this is. That's how deep the lineage, the male lineage is, the patriarchal lineage is. The sin nature is passed down through the male. It's not even passed down through the woman. The woman gets corrupted when she becomes one flesh with the male. Mary never did. Can you imagine that? Isn't that a beautiful thing? The innocence of the Virgin Mary, because she had never become one flesh with a man. She did not have the capacity to pass the sin nature down to Jesus Christ. That's the only reason Jesus is the seed of the woman. Eleven of the disciples, they were never called Jews. They're always called Galileans. The Jews never called Jesus a Jew, never called him a Jew. The Jews never called Jesus Christ a Jew. Jesus the Nazarene. Jesus the Galilean. Even to this day, they say, oh, he's the son of some Roman fornicator. By that act and that those words, which are in the Bible, they blaspheme the Holy Ghost. The unforgivable sin applies to the Jews. It does not apply to you because you go out there and you fornicate or you smoke too many cigarettes. That's not what the unforgivable sin is. The Bible's very clear about it. It says you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. How do you blaspheme the Holy Spirit? You say that the conception of Jesus Christ did not come from the Holy Spirit. That's how you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. It's very clear that Jesus Christ was conceived of by the Holy Ghost. And the Jews blaspheme the Holy Ghost in they say that he was a product of fornication. That's the unforgivable sin. I'm telling you. That's the unforgivable sin. And when Jesus Christ cast out devils by the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Jews say he cast out devils by Satan himself, that's the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit that the Jews commit. The Jews are the ones that committed the unforgivable sin. Not you, because you had a fun time last Saturday night. It ain't got nothing to do with that. Oh, I stopped going to church. I think I committed it. No! In context, in the Holy Scriptures, the Jews commit the unforgivable sin when they blaspheme the Holy Spirit twice. Once on the account of the parentage of Jesus Christ, twice on the power of casting out devils by Jesus Christ. It's the Jews who committed the unforgivable sin. All right. The 11 apostles, they're Galileans. There's one apostle that's not a Galilean. Guess who that was? It's just so simple, people. There's one apostle of the 12 who are not a Galilean. It's Judas Iscariot. It's Judas the Jew. He was from Kerioth in southern Judea. He's the only one. Now, was Jesus born in Judea? Yes, he was born in Bethlehem. And immediately he got out of there because the Jews and the Edomites were trying to kill him. Herod was an Edomite. Converted to a Jew. Are converts to Judaism Jews? I'm trying to get to the nut of what you think a Jew is. Now, I ain't saying that just because the other Jews are innocent. Paul was clearly not innocent. Paul was going to bust hell wide open. Saul the Pharisee, Saul the Jew, was going to bust hell wide open. because he was persecuting Jesus Christ. Different story, different sermon. The one true Jew among the 12 was Judas Iscariot, and he betrays you. He sides with his people. Book of Esther teaches that there's many converts to Judaism. Now, according to Judaism, the bloodline comes down through the female. How about that? Again, an inversion. Everything about that is an inversion. Bloodline doesn't come down through the female. It comes down through the male. Jews teach something different. All right, let's look at some famous Jews here, okay? You don't mind if I do that. How to convert to Judaism. First of all, can you convert to Judaism? Well, according to Chabad, I've heard of Chabad House, Chabad, there's a whole article on how to convert to Judaism. They have whole articles out here about about converting to Judaism. And in the Bible, it talks about all these nations, these people that converted to Judaism. Back in the book of Esther, Esther chapter 8, verse 17. They feared the Jews, they converted to Judaism. John Maccabee forced the conversion of the sons of Esau, the Edomites, into Judaism. Now you tell me what a Jew is. Tell me what a Jew is. We've covered this before about how there's a book called The 13th Tribe about the conversion of the Khazars to Judaism. Most modern Jews are in fact converts to the Talmud. Ashkenazic Jews, their ancestors were converts to Judaism. Here's another article. This is from My Jewish Learning, How to Convert to Judaism. How do you know somebody's a Jew? If Fritz Bergen raises his hand and said, you know what, I don't identify as a white male anymore. I'm a black African. Does that make me a black African? I would hope not. When a male stands up and says, look, I'm not a male. I identify as female. Does that make him a female? No, it makes him a tranny, a pervert. Okay, now listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. When Jesus Christ comes along in Revelation chapter 2 and Revelation chapter 3, says it twice, back to back, to make it sure in your mind. He says, these people, he says, they're not even Jews. He says, they're not even Jews. They're false Jews of Satan's synagogue. Am I getting excited? I hope so. I hope I'm getting excited about this. Oh, the Bible says to love your enemies. Listen, they're not my enemies. They're not my enemies. Okay, they're the enemies of Jesus Christ. And the psalm, the sweet psalmist is very clear. He's, oh Lord God, do I not hate those that hate thee? Oh Lord God, do I not hate those that hate me? Said the sweet psalmist. I hate the enemies of my king. Hate them. I don't hate my enemies. To the extent that they're my enemies, I couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. The Jew gonna Jew. All right, it goes right back to Genesis 3:15. See the woman, see the serpent. This is theology 101, baby, 101. And if the evangelical pastor has lost this, get back in the Word. Get back in the Word. Nothing changed. Jesus Christ shows up. John the Baptist lays the foundation. He says, hey, you brood of vipers. Luke calls them the whole crowd. The whole crowd was, all the Jews were, the whole crowd was a brood of vipers. Matthew is talking about the Pharisees. He says, you brood of vipers, the leaders of the Jews. Jesus Christ repeats this. He said, you brood of vipers. He's referring to Genesis 3:15, you seed of the serpent. I will never stop preaching this. I will never stop preaching. This is my word. Has it been challenging? Yes, but I never wanted a boring life. I never asked for a boring life. I said, God, give me a hard life. Give me a hard. It's funny how all the men, Matt, myself, we like to go watch these movies about special forces or these great heroes and live vicariously through them. And the Almighty said, "Hey, listen, you can be a special forces soldier. It's called being a Christian." And Jesus Christ is very clear: as you want to follow me, buddy, you better pick up your cross. You better go through your spiritual boot camp training because you're going to have the living, you know what, kicked out of you. And we'll see if you're really willing to do the necessary. And the church has sold the blood of Christ cheaply. Sold the blood of Jesus Christ cheaply. Oh, just come, do Jesus a favor. please do Jesus a favor and accept him as your Savior. He'll give you a free heaven ice cream cone. You don't have to do anything. Just raise your hand, confess Jesus. Jesus Christ said, you want to follow me? You really want to follow me? That Jesus Christ did everything he could to turn people away. He said things that were absolutely outlandish on purpose. Different sermon. Let me go back to this. Remember that? Eat my flesh, drink my blood. Everybody turned away. She said, I'm not here to cater to you. It's an honor to serve Jesus Christ. All right, here's another article. My Jewish Learning, How to Convert to Judaism. The process of conversion penetrates a person's innermost character and spiritual being. All right, and so all these people are converting. Here's another one. Conversion to Judaism. The process by which a non-Jew adopts the Jewish religion and becomes a member of the Jewish ethno-religious community. Notice that. Ethno-religious community. Ethno-religious community. Is every Jew a Jew? What's a Jew? What's a Jew? What is a Jew? Somebody born in Judea? I don't know. A lot of Edomites were probably born in Judea. Judea, is it somebody from the lineage of Judah? Saul the apostle, who becomes Paul the apostle, was not of the lineage of Judah. Hello? The apostle Paul was the lineage of Benjamin. And by the way, this guy Paul, he wasn't born in Judah. He wasn't raised in Judah. He was Paul of Tarsus. He's from way up north. First of all, he wasn't a Judahite. He wasn't from Judah. He wasn't from the tribe of Judah. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. He wasn't born and raised in the land of Judah. What makes him a Jew? Come on, people. Come on. Trying to lead the horse to water. What made him a Jew is the rejection of Jesus Christ. That's what made him a Jew. The rejection of Jesus Christ. Like his ancestors rejected Jesus Christ. Moses worshiped Jesus Christ. The prophets worshiped Jesus Christ. The prophets and Moses saw Jesus Christ. Moses saw and spoke with Jesus Christ face to face as a man speaks with a friend. That was not the God the Father. It was not God the Father that Moses spoke to. Paul of Tarsus, way up north, way out of the land of Canaan, way out of the land of Israel, not a descendant of Judah. What makes him a Jew? His rejection of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All right. Continuing on. Is a Jew a Jew? What's a Jew? What is a Jew? How do you know a Jew is a Jew? What is the definition of a Jew? If I can get this fixed a little better. I've already mentioned that Saul, the apostle Saul, he claimed he's a Jew. He said, I'm a Jew. We're Jews. Now, does that mean he was from Judah? No. Paul says, hey, I'm a Benjamite. Does that mean he was born in Judea? No. Paul was not born in Judea. He wasn't raised in Judea. He was born and raised in it's Saul of Tarsus, way up north, way out of that promised land. What made him a Jew? Now, was he a descendant of Abraham? Was he a descendant of Isaac? Was he a descendant of Jacob? Yes. Yes, he was. But clearly, not all descendants of Jacob are Jews. Remember when Jesus Christ, he's talking to the Jews in John chapter 6, 7, 8. He says, I know you are of your father Abraham. This is 2,000 years ago. He's talking to these people that live there. He says, I know you are of your father Abraham. But guess who else is of the father of Abraham? Esau is of his father Abraham. The Edomites were of Abraham. And let's also be very clear. The Ishmael was of Abraham, but he was not of Isaac and he was not of Jacob. The Jews look at Jesus Christ in those chapters of John. They said, we've never been slaves. We've never been slaves. That's called a clue. The offspring of Israel were clearly slaves in the land of Egypt. And these people, the time of Jesus Christ, said, hey, we're offspring of Abraham. Jesus said, yeah, I know, I get it. You're offspring of Abraham. So are the Ishmaelites, so are the Edomites. So is Esau. And then when they say, we've never been slaves, well, now, oh, hello. Kind of excludes them from being children of Israel, doesn't it? I'm telling you guys, we've been sold a lie. We've been sold a lie. That any modern person that shows up and says, oh, I'm a Jew, that somehow we got to grovel before them. They're liars. That's why Jesus Christ says in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3, verse 9, they ain't even Jews, dude. They ain't even Jews. They're false Jews. They're liars. They're of the synagogue of Satan. What made Saul of Tarsus a Jew? His religion. He worshipped Satan. Judaism is Satan worship. And any other guys, they do not worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They do not. There's absolute hostility and enmity between the Jew and those of us in Jesus Christ, all the way back from 2,000 years ago, even before, all the way back to Genesis. And we've been sold a lie. The devil is the deceiver, and his children deceive. The children of the devil, according to Jesus Christ, I got all these people writing articles on me, but what they don't say is where I get my ideas. Not a one of them. There's an article came out about me recently. You know, Fritz says this, Fritz says that. I'm telling you what Jesus Christ said. I'm telling you what the Holy Scriptures say. All right. I'm going to do some reading here. And this isn't from Fritz's right-wing podcast, blog, Jews. I'm going to have to put my glasses on this. We mentioned conversion to Judaism. There's all kinds of ways to convert to Judaism. They got a path, but everybody, all the Jews, conservative, Orthodox, Reform, Chabad, Noahide, Baal, Teshuva movement, they're all talking about converting to Judaism. And a lot of people convert to Judaism because of their... I know a guy. I'm embarrassed for the guy. I'm ashamed of him. He wanted to marry a gal, so he converted to Judaism. Dude's got no shame. Dude, I mean, you know, you can get, because you wanted to marry somebody, you forsake the God of your ancestors, Jesus Christ, for worldly gain. That's what we saw in the book of Esther. All right, here's this thing called Syrian Jews. Jews lived outside of the region of the modern state of Syria. Descendants were born outside of Syria. All right, here's another one. Mizrahi Jews, also called Oriental Jews, a grouping of Jewish communities comprising those who remained in the land of Israel and those who existed in the diaspora throughout the Middle East, North Africa, here we go, Egyptian Jews, Iranian Jews, Iraqi Jews, Kurdish Jews, Lebanese Jews, Syrian Jews, Turkish Jews, Yemenite Jews, North African Jews, Algerian Jews, Libyan, Moroccan, Tunisian Jews. All right, who were these people? Were they really the descendants of Judah? I don't think so. You already saw in the book of Esther that many, many people in the empire converted to Judaism. They feared the Jews, they saw their power, and they converted to Judaism. The devil's own religion. Okay, this is not the religion of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just stop. Book of Esther, there's not one single reference to the prophets or the patriarchs or to God. It's a religion of, for, by, and through themselves. It says it's for their people. All right, here's another article. This is all Wikipedia. The Musta Arabi Jews. Arabic-speaking Jews. Maghrebi Jews, North Africa, who lived in the Middle East and North Africa prior to the arrival and integration with Ladino-speaking Sephardi Jews from the Iberian Peninsula, following their expulsion from Spain from 1492. And you got these modern Christians running around saying, oh, the Jews. These people are, their ancestors are converts from all over the world. Here's a Jew. John King, journalist from CNN. You see him on TV if you look. Irish, ethnically Irish. Then he decided to get married to a fellow CNN anchor, Dana Bash, before marrying King, converted to Judaism. Okay, now, are you going to go around and tell me that he's God's chosen people and brothers with Jesus Christ because he's Irish and he converted to the devil's religion, synagogue of Satan? You can tell me he's a Jew? Who's a Jew? He's a convert. Money, power, fame. Carrie Kloss. She's a famous model, apparently. I'm trying to pick up names that you might know. She was a Victoria's Secret angel. All right? Polish, Danish, and German ancestry. All right? She gets married. Guess who she marries? What family she marries into? The Kushner family. She married Jared Kushner's brother. She converted to Judaism. Does that make her a Jew? Does it make all her children Jews? Jews say that Jewishness comes down through the mother. Okay, she's Polish, German, and Danish. Converted to Judaism. Now all of a sudden her children are all Jewish? I want the church to think about this, the Christians to think about this with your allegiance to the Jews. Anthony Lake, all right? U.S. Department of State and National Security Agency. His dad, his granddad was a preacher man. Church of England, his granddad preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Englishman. All right? So this guy converts to Judaism. He converts to Judaism. I got to read this. Let me see if I can pull this up. Lake jokes that he was Jewish in the eyes of others well before his conversion. First, in 1997, when he broke news that Secretary of State Madeleine Albright had discovered that she was Jewish, and a story about other Jews in the administration mistakenly reported that Clinton's entire national security team is Jewish. Clinton's entire national security team is Jewish. Based on the news story, Lake recounts, his name was added to the list to be used by the White House liaison as a liaison to the Jewish community. And he started receiving special events to, you know, Hanukkah parties and whatnot. So eventually he converts. Now, apparently the entire national security establishment was not Jewish because at this time Lake hadn't converted yet. But right there in the news, it said, hey, man, everybody, the national security establishment for Bill Clinton's Jewish. We got a problem. All right, moving on. Richard Holbrooke, another famous foreign policy figure. Early life. Yeah, Jewish guy. How about this one ought to throw you? Marilyn Monroe, converted to Judaism before she married a Jew. Marilyn Monroe, converted. Now, are all of her, I don't know if she has any children. She probably had a bunch of children that did not make it to the full 9 months. Now, you're going to tell me that, let's say she had 12 kids. Are you going to say they're all Jewish because she converted to Judaism? That's fine. But where do Christians get the idea that these people are somehow descendants of, I mean, what makes them a Jew? They're spiritual trannies. Just because you say, what does it mean to be a Jew? That's why Jesus Christ said, look, they're false Jews. They're liars. They're a synagogue of Satan. Okay, here's a good one. Anime Paul, black woman, apparently, really short hair. Black woman, leader of the Green Party of Canada. She converts to Judaism. Does that make her a Jew? Are all her offspring going to be Jews now? Or are the Christians going to go around and bow down and worship and grovel before them because their great-grandmammy converted to Judaism? Okay. Setsuzo Kotsushi. Okay, he's a Japanese dude. That's all you got to know. He's the son of a Shinto priest. Okay, he converts to Judaism. Now are you going to say he's a Jew? Elizabeth Taylor converts to Judaism. Nikki Zierling. Zierling was Playboy's Playmate of the Month for September 1997. Okay. She's of Norwegian and German descent. Now she's a Jew. All her kids are Jews. trying to get the attention of the evangelical church. Okay, we already saw in Esther how these many, many peoples converted to Judaism. They feared the Jews. They wanted to partake of whatever wealth and power they had. This was not a religion of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jenna Jameson. Jenna Marie Masoli, previously known professionally as Jenna Jameson, is an American former film actress. Been named the world's most famous adult entertainment person and the queen of porn. All right? So she converts to Judaism. She converts to Judaism. Are all her kids Jews now? Daniel Silva. I've read tons of his books. He's raised a Catholic. Okay, he converts to Judaism. Ivanka Trump. All right, German. Christian ancestry. She marries one of the Kushner boys. Remember Carrie Kloss, whatever her name is? Kloss? A supermodel. She marries a Kushner. Now we got Trump's daughter marries a Kushner. They convert to Judaism. All our kids are now Jews? And you got the evangelicals going around and telling, all our kids are God's chosen people. You're going to bow down and worship before them. I'm telling you, you've been duped. You've been fooled. Here, of course, there's that person. Helen Reddy, Australian gal. All right? Helen Reddy. Converts to Judaism. Irish, Scottish, and English ancestry. Converts to Judaism. All our kids are now Jews. And we saw this all the way back in the book of Esther. People converting to Judaism. This is probably the biggest heresy in the Christian church, that somehow the Jews are God's chosen people. The modern Jews are God's chosen people. Long before Jesus Christ showed up, they rebelled against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is Jesus Christ. Long before that, coming out of Egypt, they said, no, we're not going to serve this God. Not going to serve him. All the prophets said, hey, you know, you've turned away. They're over there in the Persian Empire. 127 prophets. The Jews thrive in multicultural empires. This is why they want no nations, no borders, so they can rule it all. They're the devil's children. All right. I think that's going to be enough. But there you go. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.